It's a little bit of a ride because we, this morning, and you are with me riding, are in Clearwater, Florida. We're here at the ballpark at Philly Spring Training. A little overcast today. Forecast for the weekend is not great. I think it's supposed to rain this afternoon. But we're going to talk a lot of baseball. And we're going to talk a lot of baseball with the manager, Rob Thompson. And Rob is sitting in the seat ready for the interview. Here's the deal, Rob. I might be one of the luckiest guys in the world because over the last 12 hours, I have spoken to Rod Stewart.
Really?
With Rod Stewart last night. And now I have the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Rob Thompson. How lucky! People want to be me.
This must be a big letdown. No,
it's big. So, I mean, just think of those two people.
I wish my wife was with her because she is a huge Rod Stewart fan.
Oh, if I'd have known that. Yeah. He played in. He was in Tampa last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was at the Hard Rock, and I went over to see him. It's just, and then I didn't know I was going to stay, and then I said, well, meet him. I'm going to tell this. I'll tell you the story quickly. I had him on my radio show when you were 6 years old.
Is that right?
54 years ago, before his first hit, which was Maggie May,
yeah.
Before his first hit, I had him on. He was promoting an album. I was a disc jockey. And he came in.
Yes, sir.
And last night I mentioned to him, I said, Rod, I said, you were on with me. We met about 50 years ago. And you right before you played a place called the Wheaton Youth Center. He says, no, that was over 50 years ago. He remembered.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
So how lucky am I? Rod Stewart and Rob Thompson in less than 12 hours?
Yeah.
Can't be better than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that I've softened you up here. Well, if he's ever anywhere, if he's playing and you know anywhere, he comes here every year. So I think he comes in spring training. So next year,
yeah,
assuming you're not Nick Sirianni and they're counting you out after a year. it's unbelievable what Philadelphia is. But let's get to that. All right. Last year, the playoffs, and that's what you deal with. And there's a lot of people complaining about situations that happened and the way you dealt with it. How much do you think about what happened in that playoff series, one that the Phillies were obviously expected to win?
Yeah, I thought about it a lot, actually, over the course of the winter. And you know, you go back through your decision-making and the processes and try to improve on that. And I know the Kimbrel situation, using him in, what was it, game five or game four, I guess,
mm-hmm.
games three and four. That's been a big issue. But if you look at Kimbrel's numbers in September, I think he threw 12 innings and had 12 appearances, gave up two runs. The first four outings in the playoffs didn't give up a run, and then games three and four, you know, it got away from us. But I'd do again. I really would, because one game doesn't necessarily mean it's a trend. And I still had a lot of confidence in him, and Craig did a really good job for us last year. So that was one decision that I'd probably do the same thing.
Is there anything that you would have changed?
I think
everybody second guesses themselves.
Sure,
for
sure.
Something.
The one that I struggle with the most probably is pinch hitting for Rojas in Game 7, to be perfectly honest with you. And going back on it, would I do it again? Yeah, that's maybe one that I might think a little bit harder about.
Okay, so the fans in Philadelphia, obviously, you know what they are. You know, I'm obviously around the Eagles a lot, and Nick Sirianni knows what they are. Do you hear all the noise and the chatter? And if so, does it get to you at any time?
Not really, because I've always understood that's, you know, being in New York for as many years as I was, and then now in Philadelphia, two really passionate markets, and when you're the manager that or head coach of a football team or hockey team or basketball, that's part of the gig, and that you've got to have thick skin, and you've got to answer the questions, and it's your responsibility, and I get it, and I'm just really happy that I'm in a city that is as passionate as these fans are, because they come to the ballpark, and when you're doing well, They let you know. And when you're not doing well, then they let you know that, too. And I respect that.
You know, when you have a good team, you want a good, as a manager, you want a good team because you want a chance to win. But then it adds extra pressure. Maybe it's the Canadian in you. They're so, I don't want to say relaxed because I know inside you're probably churning sometimes.
Sure.
But you seem to handle all the situations, and baseball is a slower game than football, but
sure.
And it's a slower game than most sports, and you have time to think. But how do you handle all the situations that come up during a game?
I think it's part of my upbringing. I mean, my father was a guy that always he preached about staying poised. If you're a leader, stay poised. Don't show them you're sweating and all that stuff. And you know, being around Joe Torre a lot taught me a lot, you know, because he was very calm, very poised all the time, and usually the players will respond to that.
You know, and have you had players that haven't responded? And sometimes it's hard to sit a guy if he's a good player because you only hurt yourself. That's the problem in today's game. You only have so many guys. Have you had challenges with certain? I'm not asking you to name them.
Oh yeah,
with certain players.
Absolutely, because they want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially our guys, because they're gamers. They want to play every single day. So to take the game away from them for a night or for part of a night it's a difficult decision. And it's sometimes a difficult conversation as well. So, but I respect that, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
An interesting thought, and I was always a Rhys Hoskins fan. I know people complained about his defense, but in that lineup, he was so important.
Yep.
At least I felt that way. And, of course, I have a little bit of knowledge. Not much, but a little bit. Would you have been a better team with Harper and Wright and Hoskins at first? If Harper, obviously, he wanted to play first. Would you have been a better team?
Well,
I know it's a tough
question. Where's Castellanos at that point?
Well, you put him in left. Or you put somebody else in center.
I think to answer the question, with Hoskins on the club, we would have been a better team. Now, you would have mixed and matched, you know, Harper, DH, or play first every once in a while. Castellanos, DH. Castellanos going to be in there. He's 30 and 100 guy. But, I think so. And especially with Rhys's demeanor. And the level of poise that he brought to the game and his at-bats. I mean, he was a guy that he didn't chase much, and he walked. He was on base in front of Harp and in front of JT and Nick. And so that's a big part of it, no doubt.
Yeah, during the season, it didn't seem like you missed him, but you did when it came to certain games. Do you have that kind of hitter in your lineup now?
Well, I think all in all, one of the biggest things that we're going to focus on is cutting down our chase rate. Now, you can't take a guy that chases a lot and he never chases again. It's not going to happen, but you can get better at it. So I think collectively, if they all get a little bit better at it, maybe it sort of takes the place of having a guy like Rhys in your lineup.
Okay, you added a player yesterday, which I mentioned his name the other day, and obviously you guys were looking at him, Whit Merrifield. And you'll be happy to know that our midday guy, with the question I asked the other day, didn't think this team was better this year, and he sent me a text last night, and he says, tell Rob Thompson, now that they added Whit Merrifield, I think they're better this year. So you'll be happy to know that he's okay with this team being better. But, you know, I wanted to make sure that he's okay, because without him being okay, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the world. But the reality is, where does Whit Merrifield, and I know he does a lot of things and play a lot of positions, where does he play and how does he fit?
Well, I respect the question, but I can't comment on it because it hasn't been announced officially by us.
Oh, okay.
And so Dave's going to, whatever announcement we make, Dave makes it. So I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but I'm sure that Dave will talk about it at some point.
Okay, let's make this a hypothetical. We always like hypotheticals. If, and obviously he's a free agent, so it's not a tampering situation. If you got Whit Merrifield, how would he fit in this club?
Well, not if we got him, but I'll just talk about Whit.
Okay.
That, obviously a really good player, experienced, 35 years old, wants to play, really good second baseman, can play left field, can play right field. We'll get him in here and talk to him about maybe doing some other things around the field. But he's a baseball player, and he can hit. And he's not going to strike out. Doesn't walk very much, but he can hit. He'll hit a few home runs. He's a really good player and really good in the clubhouse. So whoever gets him is going to be a better team.
How many positions can he play? Infield positions too? He can play.
Witt? Yeah. Oh yeah, he came up as a second baseman.
Okay, so he's listed as an outfielder.
Yeah.
So he can play pretty much any position, right?
Yeah.
If he came on
this
team.
That's right.
You're looking for players. Is that to protect yourself just in case Rojas may not be offensively good enough?
Well, yeah. I mean, the one thing with Johan, and I've talked to him about it, is that we don't want to bury him offensively because hopefully it's this year, we think he's going to be a really good offensive player. And I think in time, once he really understands the strike zone, really understands his swing, really understands his hot zones and what pitches to look for and what situations, he's going to hit some home runs because he's that strong and the ball comes off his bat. The defense is, I don't think anybody can question his defense, but we don't want to bury him offensively. Confidence wise. So if there's more work to be done, then we'll get that done someplace else. But so there's that, plus the fact that, you know, knock on wood, we've been pretty healthy for the most part in the last couple of years, but there's going to be injuries, you know, so you got to have depth. We've added depth with our pitching with some bulk guys and some starters, some experienced starters at AAA, and so that's good. And now we've got some depth on the position player side.
Your starting staff seems to be kind of locked in right now. I mean, locked in terms of your rotation, right? Do you feel that way?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So it's Wheeler, Nola, and then who's your third guy?
Well, we haven't put out a rotation, but it's going to be Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, Taiwan, and Sanchi.
Okay. So, and you want to break up the left-handers, obviously,
yeah, that's,
right?
Yeah, that will okay. be the plan. Which order we go in, we haven't discussed that yet.
All right. Trey Turner disputed something you said the other day. He said and disputed it yesterday. Hughes said last year that the World Baseball Classic kind of affected him. Kind of shook his head. He says, it's an excuse.
That's what he's going to say. Absolutely. Yeah. And I respect that.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, he said if I'd have played well, then everybody would have thought, you know, it just. But the second year, and you've seen players come and go with all the teams you've been with. More comfortable, obviously. Was it a comfort thing with Trey Turner last year?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that is for any free agent that comes in that's been someplace else for a long time. And I think Soto's going to have a better year out of the bullpen. I think Trey's going to have a big year. Those guys that were first-year guys here in Philadelphia, usually the second year, they're a lot better.
Okay. Rob, I'm gonna share with you my really, really profound good thoughts with a lineup. And you knew it was coming. All right. Here is your lineup. Here is what your lineup should be. So I'll tell the people. Because I want speed at the top to generate runs. We saw what Arizona did against the Phillies. And they're not a lot of home run hitters. They hit them, but not a lot. Stott and Turner. I want guys running around the bases. And they both feel that they should have more stolen bases. Harper, third. Boma, Realmuto. It doesn't matter. They're flexible. Schwarber, fifth. Boma, Realmuto, then either fourth or sixth. Castellanos, Marsh, and Rojas. You got your lefty-righty, lefty-righty. You got it all fit in there. And tell me what...
That's a good lineup. It is. It's a good lineup. And whatever one we go with, if it's not this one, if we get shut out 3 or 4 days in a row, I'm going to this lineup right
okay,
here.
Okay, well, I put it on a small card so you can keep it with you.
I'm putting it in my wallet
okay,
right now.
Okay, I put it in your wallet. But don't you like speed at the top?
Oh, I do. I do.
I mean, what happened to the game of baseball where first to third, stolen bases, generate, manufacture runs?
No, I agree, and I like that game. I really do, and I'm not trying to be funny, but we've won a lot of games with, you know, because really the whole thing is around Schwarber leading off. That's the issue. Let's get it out in the open.
Well, yeah, but he clogs up the bases if he's. I mean, I'm not taking away from him as a player, but he has no speed. So if you have speed behind him, he clogs up the bases.
Yeah. No. I mean, hey, those are all great points, but the best point is you can have the greatest lineup in the world, but the lineup we've been using has won. So that's what I got to wrestle with, is to make sure that whatever lineup we use, we're going to win.
You like my lineup, don't you?
Oh, I do. No, that's a good lineup.
So
it's well thought out. It's balanced. There's speed at the top. There's speed at the bottom. The thumpers are in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know why you don't use that. All right. Rob, it's always a pleasure, because you kind of accept, you know, a lot of the things that I kind of throw out there. But, I mean, I want you to keep that.
I will.
I have a copy of it. I'm going to keep my copy. You keep your copy. I want to see that line. You know what? You could use it in spring training and just see how it works.
Well,
but it's hard to get all these guys in the lineup at the same time.
Yeah, you'll see them all in the lineup towards the end of the spring.
Okay.
But you probably won't see them all in the lineup at the same time early.
All right. Well, Rob, I always appreciate it. And we got a long season. There'll be some questions you like, some questions you don't.
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
Gabe Kapler snapped at me one time. So I sent him a text. I says, Gabe, if you want to talk about it, I'm happy to talk about it. We were great after that.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so, but anyway.
Thanks, Howard.
No,
appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll get to the calls. So you said that old little blues that I've been saying, but you may be right. I may 94, be crazy. It is WIP. Got Rob Thompson earlier today. They moved up the practices here because it's the forecast calls, and there's a little drizzle out there now. But it called for rain this afternoon. Tomorrow's not going to be a good day down in Clearwater. Although people down here shouldn't complain, because I know Philadelphia has gotten. I don't think you're going to get as much snow as the weather people on TV kind of scare you into believing. But whatever the case. All right, I'll give you the numbers. But I know you know the numbers, 215-592-9494. And here's the question today. I didn't do the question because I wanted to get right to Rob Thompson, because he's got meetings scheduled in less than 10 minutes now. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great food, great atmosphere, great place to watch games. You will enjoy it. And any one of their three locations you will enjoy. In Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville, and there are more McGurk's locations to come. Now, yesterday, and this is based on Tiger Woods yesterday, it seems to me, and he great, great, great golfer. I still think Jack Nicklaus has to be considered the best. But great, great, and don't let me take anything away from what he was, but that's the point, what he was. I think when he withdraws, he always withdraws in the second round, so I don't think it's counted as a not making the cut, which is, you know, he shouldn't worry about that. And, you know, if he's going to play and he doesn't make the cut, he doesn't make the cut. But whatever the case may be, he said he had flu-like symptoms. There's no such thing. It's either the flu or it's not the flu, but whatever the case. He what he did is he withdrew after, I think it was three straight bogeys. But here, and that leads me to my question. Players that wait too long to hang them up or retire, or not in the case of a golfer, you don't retire. You might play an event here and there, but that wait too long to say it's over. And we can probably think of a lot of players that, because nowadays they want those dollars. But that's the question. Players that wait too long to hang them up, and it happens probably way too much. All right, let's go to the phones, and let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Howard, how you doing? My player would be Steve Carlton.
Yeah, he did take a long time.
I'm sorry we wouldn't be able to ask Bob Thompson's question I got a couple things. I know you're a Reese Hoskins. You know that you're fond of him.
Yes, I am.
I couldn't understand last year. You know Harper was going to be out, and then he was coming back as a designated hitter. So you were going to have Darrick Hall was in the mix to be at least hitting against right-handed pitching. So why did they have Reese Hoskins out on the field instead of Darrick Hall? He's a much better first baseman.
When was this?
Last year in spring training. You know, why Reese was playing first base. You know,
yeah, but everybody's got to play. Come on, everybody's got to play. It was a freak injury.
No, he would have been coming out as a designated hitter. Yeah, coming off that World Series where he made that error, would you want him to be there defensively at first base?
It's for work. You're getting work in. I don't.
And I know Hall got hurt, you know, in the second series against the Yankees sliding in the second base, and then he was out.
And what I
don't like what Rob Thompson does is that I think it had to do with him losing those two the World Series and then the playoffs. Is pitching these relievers, not having them establish a role during the year, and pitching to what I think he refers to as pockets. So if the 1-2-3 hitter comes up in the seventh inning, he wants to put his best pitcher in to face those three. That's not the way, you know, winning. There's the Houston Astros.
Yeah, but I don't like. First of all, I didn't like Kimbrel. So you know, right. We can just. And every manager has a move that somebody doesn't like. I mean, Rob Thompson did things that I wouldn't have done, and he admitted one of them. Pinch hitting Rojas in a situation. Obviously, he second guessed himself, but he thought that Kimbrel, and you know, that was probably a little overstated. Kimbrel started to leak oil the second half.
Right.
Of the season.
And how about Alvarado?
But he has nobody else. But I'm not going to give him an excuse. I mean, Kimbrel, I would not have brought Kimbrel.
How about Alvarado going up against Alvarez in the sixth inning, and then he doesn't let Wheeler come out in the next game.
I didn't get to that. I had so many things I wanted to get to, and obviously he's limited. But we'll talk to him about that.
Howard, I got a reliever for you that's expendable, and we couldn't hit him. Ryan Presley from the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I do think they're going to add another pitcher, a relief pitcher. And I don't know. Looks like Montgomery's not. Texas doesn't want to pay him.
No, Scott Boras wants it.
So we'll see what happens.
But I thought Montgomery would go back to with Mike Maddux out there. And Maddux had him
Texas already said that they're not interested because they don't want to pay him. Like, you know, because they have some financial situation. All right, Joe. Hey, I appreciate the call, Joe. Have a great weekend.
All right,
let's go to Tom, who is in Alabama. Tom, what's happening?
Morning, Howard. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
The Phillies' odds are 15-1 out in Vegas. You know,
To win the World Series.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I agree about the Kimbrel move, but them guys, I'm not putting it on him. They didn't hit a lick in Game 6 or 7. There's no excuse, you know? I mean, yep. It doesn't matter how they played. They didn't hit. They didn't score any runs in 6 and 7. He can't go up to the plate and hit. But, you know, Kimbrel, that's another thing. They didn't address set closer. They hadn't had one since that dirtbag creep Jonathan Papelbon. They address it like
I wasn't a Papelbon fan because of who he was. And he was at the end of his career, too.
Right, and
but he was still he was good enough at the time.
Right, and Realmuto needs to have a way better year. And behind him, if something happens, all we have is Stubbs. That you know, there's not really a great backup catcher. And of course, the bullpen's always going to be in question.
You know, Stubbs did a nice job for him. He was okay. I mean, how many teams? It's hard to get two because if your backup player is really good, he's going to sign somewhere else when he has the opportunity. So
it is hard to be a catcher. It is a tough position to play.
Yeah, I'm okay with Stubbs as your backup. And they have people behind those two that they project will be good catchers in the future for the Phillies. So
and Wheeler,
and the Phillies, the Phillies think that Realmuto is going to have a better year offensively. We'll see. I don't know what he's worked on, but we'll see. All right, who is your player that waited too long to hang it up?
Okay, real quick on my way out, I'm going to ask you if you would answer later on or whatever about Wheeler, if they're looking at an extension there. And my answer.
Okay, let me give it to you right now. Yes, they are talking. Wheeler's his contract's going to start at $40 million. It really probably going to come down, and that's what market value is. You know, at his age, I don't know how many years, but it's probably going to come down to years. His agent probably wants at least six. I don't think he's going to get six at his age, but somewhere maybe four or five, I think the Phillies will do it. But they are confident that they can get him signed. And, you know, when you're making $40 million a year, it's just he's got that'll give him enough money for the rest of his life. So I think there's a good chance. And again, it comes down to how many years. All right. Who's the player that has waited too long to hang him up?
Babe Ruth.
I'm not taking Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth had the right to take a lot of time. So do you have somebody else? I'm not taking Babe Ruth. Okay. I'm not taking Babe Ruth. John, you're on WIP. Babe Ruth. Yo, John.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Wish I was down there with you where it's a little warmer and a little less snowy, but yeah, we're doing
all
right
up here.
It's
a little chilly this morning. It's been chilly this week. Chilly, it's been in the 60s, but that's different than Philadelphia, so I guess...
Absolutely.
I guess you can't complain.
Hey, Howard, I just want to talk a little bit about the Phillies and you know, what to expect this year. Obviously, they did make some moves to stir up the roster, especially the relieving part of it, and you had already addressed one of my concerns, and you said they're going to sign somebody else. Yeah, you know, depending. We don't know who it's going to be, obviously, but you think they're going to make another addition.
Well, I was on the air on Thursday midday, and I had heard, and I mentioned the name to Rob Thompson, Whit Merrifield. And they've signed him. They can't announce it yet. They've agreed to terms, but they just can't announce it yet. And I knew they were interested in him. And I, you know, Joe Giglio, you know, first of all, now he's on board that the Phillies are better because of Merrifield. They were better before, marginally, but they were better. And then Merrifield, they needed a, he got locked into this Cody Bellinger nonsense. They needed another right-hander, and they're going to have one with Whit Merrifield. So, and then Thursday night when I was on, and I was actually on with Tom Kelly, I mentioned that name. I had heard that name that they had interest in him, and he can play a lot of positions. So, he's been on a few All-Star teams too. So we'll see. But nonetheless, I think it's protection just in case Rojas isn't good enough offensively.
No, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with having protection because that's what takes you.
But
to
I think they'll get another pitcher somewhere along the way. I mean, they're signing pitchers, but most of those guys probably won't even be on the team. They're signing them just to protect themselves against injury.
No, exactly. And then as far as like, obviously with the signing of Nola and, you know, our top three pitchers, our starting pitchers are pretty solid, but yeah, we still have the issues with the bats. And I think, you know, we need this year to get off to a pretty, or at least a faster start than we have, because I think the World Baseball Classic last year kind of throws back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Phillies are, you know, they are involved a lot in analytics and the left-right, and, you know, who would you, Howard, start at the top of the order as far as the batting order?
Here's my lineup, and I think I read it when I gave it to Rob Thompson. Stott, 1, Turner, 2. That's your speed at the top of the lineup. And Stott, in talking, it was yesterday, he's going to be a little more selective, but he still hit 280 last year. And he's got speed. He had more stolen bases than Turner. I didn't realize it until he said it, 31 to 30. Turner, 2, Harper, 3, Boma, Realmuto, whichever one you put there, you can put the other guy at 6. Schwarber at 5. I don't want Schwarber clogging up the bases. I want speed. I want to be able to generate runs with speed and manufacture runs. And then Castellanos at 7, Marsh 8, and Rojas hitting 9th. And that's my lineup. And I think that's a great lineup. And I don't want Schwarber leading off. I do not. He'll still get fastballs in that lineup because people will be on base. I don't want Schwarber at the top of my lineup.
No, I agree with you. I think we need to speed at the top of the lineup. I think we need to manufacture some, you know, some runs on our own.
Exactly.
So I actually agree with you.
Exactly. So, all right. So, who's your player that should have that waited too long to hang it up?
My player is going to be Brett Favre.
Favre is an interesting one. Yeah, they all go to these other teams and they just want more money. All right, John. I do appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Joe. Joe, over in South Philly. What's going on, Joe? Joe?
Yes, King.
Yeah, there you go. You're King. On the air there. You're on the air, Joe.
Thank you, King.
Hate to break
King,
the news to you, but you're on the
before
air.
Before I commence, I know you drive a fine automobile. You always have.
Mm-hmm.
But
I drive an Audi. Audi Devon has a great selection, and I drive an Audi.
Is it true that you wear a Rolex?
Yes, it is.
That's a $7,000-$8,000 timepiece.
You're cutting me short there.
Can't believe that.
Hey, let me tell you something about Rolex. I mean, I don't like that they've created this shortage, but it is the most liquid timepiece in the world today. If you ever want to sell it, holds its value.
But I read.
You know, I like a fine watch. I mean, hey, listen, I like, you know, things that. I don't go crazy. I'm thrifty at times, but some things, you know, some things you just want to have. That's all. And I'm lucky and fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Now, King, the Super Bowl game. You know, I heard you talking to Mark Lawrence.
Yes.
And I heard you on the air.
Yeah, I liked San Francisco. I did. Andy Reid, the last two Super Bowls, he only won, but he's a great guy. He's the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
He keeps his team in the game. He won because the other team made mistakes. It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, I heard you talking on the show that it looks easy, looks too easy. And I started thinking about that.
Yeah, okay. You know, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I got a friend. He's in Vegas all the time in the Super Bowl.
All right, can we get to the moral of the story?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I thought that was a trap game because all that money was on San Francisco. They didn't move the line.
No. No. Everybody liked Kansas City. And the line didn't go down to a pick. That's the way I looked at it. So I look at it differently.
All right.
I mean, I used to write a gambling column, so I kind of understand what's going on
with
these things. But,
King,
listen,
what do you think about the 49er coach in overtime taking the ball first?
Well, he never closes a game out, and he's 0-3 in Super Bowls. One as an assistant and as a coordinator. He choked there, and he choked in the other two. It's just sometimes the coach has to, but the player's got to make plays. But, you know, I'm okay with him taking the ball first. But when you do that, he can't kick a field goal inside the 10. He's got to go with, it would have been 4th-and-4.
Yeah.
He's got to go for it. That was my issue.
Mahomes get the ball. They go right down there.
They're going to get a field goal. And if you don't get the first down, then you have Kansas City inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
So. That was a mistake. Kyle Shanahan is a good coach, but he's overrated. Overrated. Just like Bill Belichick. Overrated. And they're not in the same class.
Yeah. The guy was wide open. It was so easy.
Somebody missed a block.
Yeah.
And the guy that missed the block apparently was up late the night
before. Hung around too long.
You know, whatever. All right, so give me your guy that's waited too long to hang it up.
Okay. Well.
Can we get this in the next 2 hours?
Gordie Howe.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take Gordie Howe only because he was such a legend. But guys, you're in. All right, thanks for the call. All right, Joe. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. The question today, and if you have any comments about what Rob Thompson said earlier in the show, and if you missed it, I'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook, the podcast of the show today. But, you know, some of the comments that he made, whether you agree, disagree. He likes my lineup. That doesn't mean he's going to use it, but he likes my lineup. But the question today for the to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, great food, great atmosphere. You can watch the games. You'll have a good, great time. Great time. Locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville, with more to come. I'm Howard Eskin. We're in Clearwater, Florida. Spring training. There's players that have reported. Trey Turner reported. Didn't report. He came in yesterday. He doesn't have to be here until Monday is their first workout. I guess they get physicals tomorrow. And then and there's been some other players that have reported, but not a lot of them, but pitchers and catchers. But, you know, hey, listen, it's spring training. It's time to think about warm weather and baseball. The time now is 8:39, and it's time to break out a little something to eat right now. And I am a little, I'm hungry in the morning, just like you are. I'm hungry during the day, just like you are. And Tasty Cake really is the snack anytime, anywhere. Pecan swirls, really, really, really good. Dippin' Sticks, they call them Dippin' Sticks. I guess it's a cute little name. You can dip it in your coffee. Also, you can eat it without dipping it in your coffee. It's very, 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 I've tasted them. It's just very, very good. But so are all their products. Whether it's the powdered mini donuts, you know, you can, your kids are going to school, so you can pack them, whatever. There's a tasty treat any time of the day. Whether you're headed in Philadelphia somewhere, guaranteed you'll want some candy cakes. I like the peanut butter. The crimpets. I like the butterscotch. But I like them all. I like them all. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains?
Saw Rod last night, talked to Rod last night. No, but I interviewed Rod Stewart. People don't say, you're just old. No, I'm older, and I've experienced a lot of things. I interviewed him when I was a disc jockey, on my show, 54 years ago. Last night was the first time that I've spoken to him since. We caught up. Crazy. All right, let's go to Joe. Is Joe, who's next? Antonio, I'm sorry. Antonio, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
Yeah, well, I've had several bad days in my life.
Yeah, make them bad moments. Don't make them bad days.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So,
sure. I have an answer for you.
You know how the Chiefs lost the coin toss, and they said they would have deferred?
Yes.
In overtime, if they did win the coin toss, I think that's nonsense. That's crazy to me.
Well, here's why. I mean, there's no perfect way, but if you're going to accept the football, you can't just kick a field goal. You got to go for it on fourth down. You got to go for it because the other team then has the option. But the advantage of that, the advantage for the team that you're going to get the football. For the team that doesn't get the ball first, they know what they have to do. So they if the other team scores and it's fourth down, they're going to have to go for it.
You have to go for it, right.
But what one of the Kansas City players said, they were going to go for two. So they were going to win or lose. That's a tough situation, too. But so if they went for two, then San Francisco would not have gotten the ball back.
What have happened if the game ended in a tie?
It can't end in a tie. They keep on playing until, let's say somebody, here's the deal. If Nobody scores. They keep on playing until somebody, after the two each team gets a possession, they keep on playing. If Kansas City had kicked the field goal and tied the game up, San Francisco would have had a chance to score. And if they did, the game would have been over with a score. If not, they play until somebody scores.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Do you
remember, it doesn't end in a tie.
Do you remember the McNabb game against the Bengals? That game ended in a tie. So why can't the
They changed the rules. So they in the playoffs they've changed the rules. Each team gets a possession, and
okay,
actually in the regular season, I think you get a each team gets a possession, and it still can end in a tie.
Okay. So before the rules were changed, the
Antonio, you can't have a tie in a championship game. Come on, man. About that.
They can be co-champions.
Who's the player? That's ridiculous. Who is the player that you thought waited too long to hang him up?
Rex Hudler.
That's a name out of the blue. He wasn't even good enough to even worry about. But, all right, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Eskin. How you doing, Dr. Eskin?
Well, I'll officially get my doctorate on May 3rd from Goldie Beacom College.
And that's a heck of a school, too.
You know, I've learned a lot about it since they've asked me if I would do it, and I'll be the commencement speaker. It's an affordable school. It's a good school. I've heard, all of a sudden, I hear about people that have gone there and know a lot about it. It's obviously a good school.
And this is going to be another thing in common you have with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she got a doctorate, too.
NYU.
We'll both have honorary doctorates. Yeah,
indeed.
That? King PhD is what you can call me. King PhD.
Now, all right, I understand. Now, your lineup was darn good. Why won't he move from Schwarber at the top? But why won't he move from Schwarber at the top?
You know, I'm telling you, if they take away their computers, then they'd have to play baseball again. And that's what they got to do. He hits under 200. Oh, he walks. And he hits home runs. I don't care. He'll hit home runs anywhere in the lineup. I don't care. I want to be able to generate runs at the top. And if you get those guys do what they're supposed to do, and Stott at 280 last year, okay, didn't walk as much, but he wants to be more selective this year. Turner is going to be better this year offensively than he was last year. I mean, he's going to be, and he talked about his defense yesterday, but he's going to be at best average defensively, but that's not what you want. Then you got lefty-righty, you got a lefty-righty straight through. Until you can't do it anymore. It's a great lineup. I don't even understand. It's a great lineup.
So we're going to be talking about, this is going to be the argument all season long.
He knows I'm all over him. And he can't, I said use it in spring training one time, but they never play all the regulars in one game. It's almost never. A lot of times they play a lot of them when they have a TV game, and I think next weekend they have a TV game. But they're not going to do it. You know what? He's got to do it. If they struggle, and I don't want to hear about, you know, we score a lot of runs during the season. Well, in the playoffs, they didn't score runs. They didn't. So
no, they didn't. They shut it down. Now, yeah. I'm driving through the mountains, driving my son to practice right now, so I don't want to lose you, but I want to give you my player that should have hung it up a while ago.
Go ahead.
Jason Peters.
Boy, talk about a guy. He never quit. He got another job this year.
I know, but he should have hung it up when he left the Eagles. I have a McGirt's down the street from me. That place is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is really. It's really a good place. Where do you live in the Horsham area?
No, Lionville.
Lionville, okay. I've not been to that one, but I've been to the one in Horsham. Yep.
It's. I think it's the newest restaurant in Lionville, and it's
yeah,
nice.
They got another one coming, too. So. That's good. All right, Steve, I appreciate the call.
All right, my friend, take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Lou Delco. Lou, what's happening?
What's going on? I'm a 33-year listener, first-time caller, and it's an honor.
You got to be kidding me. You've listened 33 years, and it's the first time you've called?
Well, it's not the first time. I've been calling for about a week.
Oh, okay.
John Johnson told me to call on Saturday, so I'm doing what he told me to do.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Good.
So, talking baseball, right?
Yep. Talk whatever you want, but we're talking baseball. I'm here in spring training.
Yeah, I heard Rob Thompson and you guys chit-chatting. I love the lineup. I love
your lineup. My lineup. You love my lineup.
I do. I mean,
I know. It's just, I don't even understand why. It's perfect.
It is. I mean, I played baseball. I wasn't, you know, the greatest of players, but I did hit a home run in Little League. I played in Aston Middletown, the Lions, and I hit a home run in the championship series. And let me tell you, there's no better feeling. You know, I still remember it. So,
hey, home runs are great. But sometimes the playoffs, you're not going to hit as many home runs as the Phillies saw.
Exactly. They kept the ball down. They couldn't get the ball up. They couldn't hit home runs. I mean, I played in Little League, but that's what I saw. So, yep. Yeah, you're right. They didn't manufacture runs.
Nope, they did not.
Right? So, I'm a truth seeker. You know what I mean? That's what I was raised as, and that's the way I see it. So, I agree with you totally that the lineup should be changed. I like Schwarber. Believe me. It's kind of like the brotherly shove. I love Schwarber at the top. It's very Philly, but it just doesn't seem right.
No, in the playoffs, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's just, I want to generate. There's games you're going to have to generate runs. In the regular season, you don't see it as much, but in the playoffs, you got to generate. You got to generate runs.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Howard, I got a question for you, and it relates to money. Do you know what a stack is?
A stack?
Yeah.
What's it? It's a number figure for money?
Yes, it's a monetary amount, yes.
Well, a stack...
This goes back to a conversation the kids were having yesterday about money.
Is it $100,000?
No, it's $1,000. And a rack is $10,000, if I'm correct. rack. You need a rack to buy a Rolex, basically,
but it's not a big stack if it's $1,000. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's not a big stack.
So you need a rack to get a Rolex, you know? At least...
I'm not trying to sell Rolex here. I've done that
for
years. I did that. But, you know, it's a watch that obviously I love and a lot of people love it. All right. So who's the player you think should have
waited to? For some reason, this just came to my head. I don't know whether it's right or wrong. You could tell me. Dwight Gooden.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, you know, he didn't really stay around that long. But, you know, pitchers... Sometimes when they go fast.
Yeah, but, I don't know why, whether right or wrong. It just came to my mind, that's all.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, you have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. But you do know the number. We'll get back to the phones. Phillies, my lineup. Stott, Turner, Harper, Boma Realmuto at 4. Schwarber has to hit no higher than 5. Boma, whoever doesn't hit 4 hits 6. Boma Realmuto, Castellanos at 7, Marsh at 8, and Rojas at 9. I mean, what's so hard about putting a good lineup out? You got the players, you put a good lineup out. I mean, I gave it to Rob Thompson. He took the card that I wrote it on. He is keeping it. He's keeping it with him, just so he can refer to it, and maybe. Maybe he'll see the light, and we'll talk about that. We haven't touched on the Hassan Reddick thing, and I think they, you know, or WIP kind of discussed it a lot this week. I think he's going to come back, but we can talk about that. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at spring training, Clearwater, Florida, broadcasting live from the ballpark. Nice to have Rob Thompson on earlier. Trey Turner yesterday. He thinks one of the things that Rob, well, I'll get to it when we come back. Some of the things that Trey Turner said, and he disputed what Rob Thompson said when it came to the WBC last year. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:56. And in my heart you will remain forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young. Rod Stewart, I've been a big fan of Rod Stewart. How lucky am I? Got to see and meet Rod Stewart last night. And then less than 12 hours later, got to talk to the Phillies manager, Rob Thompson. You know, hey, it's good being me sometimes, right? It's good being me. All right. Phillies, if you didn't hear the Rob Thompson conversation that we had at the top of the show, we touched a lot of bases. I gave him my lineup. The only mistake that he feels he's made is pinch hitting Rojas. He was okay with Kimbrel. And then, you know, I'm trying to get him to see the light. Schwarber is should not be your leadoff hitter. And I gave him my lineup, and I'm going to post it later after the show. He'll get to see it. I mean, he kept it, put it in his pocket. He said he's going to put it in his wallet. The Hassan Reddick situation, I think he's going to be back because I don't think he's going to get the money that he wants somewhere else. And then that team has to work out a deal, too. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Who is it? Oh, you know. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yes.
Hey, these guys signing for $40 million now, they're starting to get up in your class.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that class yet.
You're not there yet?
No, I'm close, but I'm not there yet.
That's good. Great for you. That's why you never had a bad day.
That's right. And then when I get my doctorate, then it'll probably put me over the top.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it. Anyway, here's a crazy thought. I'm thinking Schwarber would be best place for him to bat would be ninth. What do you think?
I wouldn't put him that far down in the lineup because you want men on base because he hits home runs. So at the bottom of the – you don't have as many good hitters at the bottom of the order. No, I would not put him
I think our lineup's pretty stacked. And with him batting ninth, the pitchers would have to pitch to him because they got the top of the order coming up.
They're going to have to pitch to him. If the players do their job, they're going to have to pitch to him anyway.
True.
If Stott, Turner, Harper, Boma, Realmuto, either one, I think they're leaning towards Realmuto hitting four regardless of what they do. And then Bohm would be sixth. But Bohm's become a better hitter too. But whatever the case, somebody's going to be on base. But I don't want Schwarber clogging up the bases in the leadoff spot. And that's what he does. He clogs up the bases. It takes away your speed behind him.
For sure.
Yep.
All right, my other thought was these seasons now, basketball, baseball, to me, it doesn't worth watching because nothing means anything till they get to the playoffs. Let's just wait till the playoffs and then start watching.
You know what's amazing? That is correct because now we realize, especially in this town, now other cities, their teams want to make the playoffs. So the regular season is more important to them. But it's not just making the playoffs anymore. You got to do something in the playoffs. Do something.
Yep. You have teams like Dodgers, the Braves. They win like 110 games. Then comes the playoffs and they go out.
Yep, exactly right.
So anyway, all right. I got a guy for you.
Okay.
Think about this. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, well, you could take any boxer, but
he laughed if he didn't, because he was, you know what happened to him at the end. Parkinson's disease, taking too many punches.
Well, there's probably more that we don't know about that took too many punches. But I'll put him in there. He's one of the guys. Some guys have earned a boxer, but they only fight, once or twice a year? When you have a player playing, three times a week, five times a week, it's ridiculous. But that's all right. That's not bad. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go. And this may not be a good call, but Lamont.
Good morning, Mr. Eskin. And that was a good Super Bowl. Andy did the job that he's supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you think about it, Kansas City only scored one touchdown in regulation, and that was because of a mistake.
I understand that.
You know what to say? That was not better than the Eagles Super Bowl.
Hey,
it was not.
Hold on. You know where the mistake came from, Howard?
the quarterback. He didn't understand the play. He had three times that he could have hit somebody in the end zone when he was down there at the 3-4 yard line when he was throwing the ball.
The mistake was the muffed punt that hit off the San Francisco player.
Yeah, but he could have covered that up with the touch. That could have been a touchdown instead of a field goal, Howard. Trust me, Howard. He had three guys open in the end zone, Howard. Three.
Wait a minute. If they're punting the ball, it's a long, long way to get there.
No, I'm talking about at the end when they kicked that field goal, Howard.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Before they kicked the field goal.
Yeah, somebody missed a block on the guy coming off the edge.
Because they had good defensive players, like I've been telling you all year about your team. Don't have nothing. All the whole front line should be retired on that defensive line for the Eagles.
No, I don't know.
Cox,
about that.
All of them guys should be gone.
Well,
get rid of every one of them.
I don't think Fletcher Cox is coming back.
Yeah, him and Graham, your Super Bowl guy, Graham, him too. Get him out of there. They're stealing money. Get him out of there. Come on, Howard.
You know, Brandon adds something to the team.
Nah, Brandon only come on your show on Wednesday for the
it's
go
Monday,
get that free
way,
Chickies
genius.
And Pizza, whatever restaurant y'all be at over there.
Chickies
Howard, come on. Yeah. Howard, come on, Howard. You know what the deal is.
Why do I have to listen to this?
Hey, no, because you ain't hit me in 2 weeks. I stayed away. I was down in Vegas. I went to Vegas, Howard.
That's good. Why didn't you stay in Vegas?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, Howard. I'm thinking about transitioning out there, Howard. About to move out there.
Because it would be too early for you to call me. All right.
Hey, Howard, no, I'm going to keep calling you. I listen to the radio show every day, Howard. I don't never give up on the radio show. But listen, Howard.
Yeah.
The whole defensive line for the Eagles should be gone.
Okay, you already said that. All right, who's the player you think?
I just want you to know that.
Who's the player you think should waited too long before he called it quits?
You the player, Howard, you.
Well, if you listen to me, then it's not. No, I haven't waited too long.
No, well, you should be gone, Howard. You made too much money over there. That's it, Howard.
No,
give it to your son now, Howard. Let your son collect.
He's doing
fine. Let your son collect, Howard.
Okay, he is. All right, let's get out of here. Get out of here. Get out, get out, get out. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning. Before I talk about baseball, I have a question about the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Because I was debating this with my friends. Kansas City was driving down at the end. They scored their touchdown with 3 seconds left in the quarter. What would have happened if they did not
They kicked the field goal, I guess, to tie it up, right?
No. I'm talking about the overtime. Okay. The overtime went and...
There was three seconds left in overtime.
Oh, really?
3 seconds left in the... Yeah, what would happen if those 3 seconds went by? Because I was debating with my friends. Would the game have been over and San Francisco won?
Yes.
Because of the time...
Yes.
No, it would go to double overtime. The possession's not over yet.
The possession's not over.
Well, wait a minute. But they didn't score within the... Are you sure, Dan?
Yes. Yeah. It was talked about plenty during the week. The Chiefs would have retained the ball. It would have gone the second overtime. They get to finish out the possession.
Oh, okay. I didn't think they would because the quarter's over.
Yeah, I was debating on my friends. I thought like that too.
Well, either way, Andy Reid's not going to let himself not have the ability to try to score.
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just I was just wondering how the rules really went because they were different this year.
Well, I think it was different for the last couple of years. But they changed the in the playoffs. They changed the overtime rules so to give both teams a chance to have a possession.
Okay, so I guess my Phillies question is, what are they really going to do in terms of a closer?
Well, it's going to be by committee. I think Sir Anthony figures into it. Alvarez fingers into it. And I don't think they're ready to.
They're not going to go out and get one. In other words,
not at this point. I think they still might get another pitcher for the bullpen, but I think they're okay with their closers, unless somebody. There's so many guys still out there, but I don't know if there's a lot of good closers out there. But I think their closers are going to be those guys, and there might be somebody else occasionally that figures into the mix.
Okay.
All right. All right. Who's your player that hung around too long?
Oh, I'm going to say Willie Mays.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. He did hang around a long time. You're absolutely correct. All right. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. I'm going to transition because I was going to say that I do think you should take the ball first in overtime in the football game because you might get that third possession depending if they kick the field goal and stuff like that. But I just think that's basic.
Well, there's advantages and disadvantages because the other team then knows what they have to do on fourth down. The other situation is they can go for two if they score a touchdown.
Agreed.
So they win or lose. But you know, there's arguments both ways. But the mistake that Shanahan made is you can't just kick a field goal. You have fourth down inside the 10. I mean, go for it. You got to go for it. It's fourth and four.
And then let your D try to survive. Home.
Well, yeah, but if you don't make it, if you don't make
it. They got to go 90 yards.
Yeah.
Or 80 yards or whatever.
Well, yeah. So they got to go at least 50.
With your point about Reddick and if he does or doesn't come back, what is your thoughts? I know we have, the draft and possible moves and trades and stuff, but I got to tell you, I'm concerned about the Eagles next year because I think a couple things, not only is their defense hurting.
They need players, for sure. They need players. Yeah, they
right,
need players.
But also, how concerned are you about Jalen and, you know, and if you take his body of work, I agree, and I do. I'm a fan, and I really do.
He's got to get better. He's got to get better from last year. He's got to get better. I mean, that's obviously the defense has to get better. But Jalen Hurts has got to be a better quarterback. He's got to
be. And you're talking about some of the head stuff as far as reading defenses and just that stuff.
You know, the reads, it just his vision of the—I don't know why it doesn't process the way it should, why he doesn't process it the way it should. So, but that definitely—you can't win without a quarterback. We've seen that. Can't win without a quarterback. Quarterback's got to be good. Doesn't always have to be great, but he's got to be good. And Jalen Hurts, at the end, he was wasn't good enough. Let's put it that way. He wasn't good enough. All right. Who's the guy that you think hung around too long?
Allen Iverson going to Turkey or wherever, and then he came back here, and enough was enough.
Yeah, that's right. He did go to Turkey. Oh my gosh, he wanted those dollars because he spent a lot of dollars. But Paul, I appreciate.
And then he came back and played here afterwards.
Yeah, did he go to Denver? Was it Denver?
I thought he played with us a little bit afterwards.
He did. Did he come back to the Sixers? I don't remember him coming back to the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, it was
wow.
You
remember the good stuff. You don't remember that kind of stuff. But, all right, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, he went to the Nuggets, the Pistons, and then he did make a brief return with the Sixers.
Wow.
Like 2009.
Jeez. How many games did he play with the Sixers?
I'll guess, give or take 40. I'll look it up.
Oh, well, he played that many games with the Sixers, huh? Wow. I can't. Boy, you don't. I guess there's a reason I didn't remember it. It was so forgettable.
25 games.
Yeah, and he probably didn't play a lot of minutes each game. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin, Clearwater, Florida. We'll get back to your calls. Conversation about my lineup's great. I mean, I don't want people to comment on my lineup. I think my lineup's terrific. Now, the player's got to do it, but Schwarber has got to be out of the leadoff spot. Has got to be out of the leadoff spot. Pretty simple. Simple dynamic here. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll be right back and get to your calls. And also, Trey Turner. I spoke to Trey Turner yesterday. Some things that he said disputed the fact that the World Baseball Classic affected his ability early in the season. We'll get to that, too. And, you know, thinking about last year and those kind of things. We'll get to Trey Turner coming up. The time now is 9, or was it? What time is it? 9:18. I lost my clock. There we go, 9:18. Hey, that's all right. I'm just trying to keep you abreast of the time, although you probably know the time with all the devices you have. All right, you know what it's time for? It's time to get a bite of something, but get a bite of Tasty Cake, because anytime, anywhere, anytime, anywhere, is great to have tasty cake. Doesn't matter. The dipping sticks, the crimpets. I like the Tasty Clair pies. I like all the pies. I mean, there's so many good things, whether it's morning, noon, night. You want to send a little, pack of tasty cake, whether it's a mini donut, you send it off with the kids at school. Whatever it is, there's never, never a time that is not good for tasty cake. Delicious. Whenever you're headed into Philadelphia or out of Philadelphia or in the car, guaranteed you'll want something tasty to eat. Whether it's a butterscotch crimpets, whether it's a peanut butter candy cakes, whatever it is, delicious. No matter what or when, tasty cake really is something that'll hit the spot every time. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school.
That was his first big hit.
But I feel I'm being used.
Think back. And when I was working at a radio station as what were then called disc jockeys, I had him on my show. It was a long time ago, but it was nice to meet and get to see him and mention that. He didn't remember me, but he remembered the situation and why he was there. Crazy. All right. The Phillies will start playing games. The regulars report tomorrow for physicals. And then Monday is when they're all due to report. So that should be. And then the games start next week. How about the season starts March 28th? It's crazy. It really is crazy. Baseball starts early in because they want to get it done by the end of September because the playoffs are so damn long. Season's too long, too, but that's another thing. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave out there in Bensalem. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, Howard, how you doing today?
Never had a bad day in my life. It's another
awesome.
Day in paradise.
It sounds like you're having a great time in Clearwater. I absolutely love the conversation you have with Rob Thompson, and you really put out a lot of good points in that conversation as far as the lineup.
Oh, this lineup is, I mean, it can't be better. I don't know how you can make it any better. You know,
I totally you agree with you. I think players, Kyle but. Needs to be lower in the lineup. You saw what Arizona did to us last year in them last two games at home. With speed on the top of the lineup, stealing bases, getting on base, manufacturing runs.
Hey, let me just tell you something. This is not rocket science. It's not like I'm just some Einstein here. It's not rocket science putting a better lineup together. It is not. I don't want to hear about analytics. I want to hear about speed at the top. I want to hear how you can generate runs. And it's not just for the regular season. It's for the playoffs. That's
totally agree,
difference.
Howard. And like you had said a couple of days ago when you popped in on other shows on WIP, and I really believe this. I think the Phillies only have another 2-3 years to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has a window. So, yeah, I mean, Nola's going to be older. Wheeler's going to sign another. He'll sign another. I think it's going to cost a lot of money.
Sure.
I think he'll sign another contract, but. You know, you worry about injuries. You worry about guys staying healthy. They won't have after 2 years. I think Schwarber's contract is up within the next 2 years. So is Castellanos, and so is Realmuto. Now you're going to have to make some decisions there too. Yeah, it's just teams have a window, and I think that's
sure.
The
exactly. I saw it's a good window. It's a good window. 2011 run. I mean, it's only going to be for so many years.
But it's a good window. But it's a window for sure.
Sure. And one more quick question, and I'll get to my player that I think should have hung up a little bit earlier than he did. Yep. With this Jordan Montgomery, I'm hearing that Boris wants this long-term deal. Would you try to make an attempt to get him if he goes down on the amount of years?
Okay, here's what's happened in the last 24 hours. Texas, because they had some financial situation with their television contract. They got another one, but I don't think they got what they wanted to get. So financially, it could be a little bit of a challenge. And Scott Boras always, he is so bad for baseball. Always ask for more than a player should get.
Without a doubt.
Always. So, and Texas has said they're not interested anymore. They're not interested in paying that money. Now, if he comes down, but he's not going to come down. Boras is trying to get somebody to bite, and nobody's going to bite. For I don't know what years he's asking for. Obviously, it's over $20 million, I would think. And I don't think the Phillies are going to go that route, depending on the years and depending where they think they're going to go with Wheeler. So if they didn't think that there was a good chance to sign Wheeler beyond this year, then they might take more of a shot at Montgomery. And I don't know what free agents might be out there next year. But he would certainly he would help their rotation. I'd rather see him in there, but that's another left-hander. And then the problem, if you get Walker out of there, I'm not a Taiwan Walker fan.
Totally
so after you go Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, then you go Walker to break up the lefties. And then why do I forget the fifth starter's name, the guy that pitched for him
Sanchez.
Last year? But he's right. Who?
Chris Sanchez.
Who?
Christopher Sanchez.
Oh, Sanchez, yeah. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You're right. It's Sanchez. And why did I forget his name? But he's a left-hander, too. So that's the problem now with Montgomery, because you think Sanchez is going to be good. If you could find another right-hander. So now less and less, I don't think Montgomery is really a fit, unless something happened with Wheeler, and that doesn't appear that that's going to be the case.
Totally agree, Howard. And my player that I have, and this is a hard one for me to say because he was one of the greatest Phillies in franchise history, but I'm going to actually say Ryan Howard, because after that Achilles injury in the 2011 playoffs, he was never the same player as far as power and production. And, you know, as I love him, and he was one of the best ever, but, you know, I think it really hurt them in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but he, you know, when it was over, it was over. He didn't hang on. Did he go?
Yes.
He actually tried it one more time, and I think he was on the minor league roster of Colorado. I think he signed with Colorado, just trying to take one more shot. But that's good, but he probably didn't have to go that long. All right.
All right, sounds great, Howard. Thanks for the call,
thanks
and have a great
call.
Time.
All right, thanks. Is Rob next? Is that who's up next? Rob?
Hey, Howard. Yep. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, Howard. Listen, I want to make a point. Dombrowski was on one of the shows. It could have been the morning show, the midday show. I'm not sure.
I think he was on the morning show.
It was the morning show. Now, this is Howard. He said something that drives me nuts, and I love him because he's aggressive. I think, you know.
He's a good general manager. Yeah.
Yeah, very good job.
Unlike the fool they have with the 76ers.
Oh, yeah, they have a cut for me, Howard. I use a bad word describing him. He's just a waste. He's just taking up space. But
yeah,
you know.
He is. Fraud. Fraud.
He is That's a what fraud. I was going to say, yeah. That could be my guy hanging on too long, but, you know, I'll give an athlete. I was going to say Daryl Morey is a joke. But, Howard, here's my point that I totally disagree with Dombrowski on, okay? Totally
right.
Disagree. He mentioned something about, analytically, they're ranked like, what did he say? The first or second ranked rotation in baseball? Now, Howard, come on. Let's be real. Wheeler is a bona fide number one. Our number two is shaky. Howard, look at Aaron Nola's ERA over the last four or five years.
Aaron Nola's a solid pitcher.
Solid, but he's not.
Yeah. That's why I don't pay attention to analytics.
Yeah.
Because you can make it say anything.
Whatever you want.
You want it to say.
Absolutely,
you know, Trey Turner, actually, I'm going to play Trey Turner. He mentioned something yesterday when he was talking to us that he said, you know, his analytics defensively, whatever they used for that, isn't very good. But he said, if I moved a foot back, this is how ridiculous it is. He says, if I played a foot back, or it was a distance, I think it was a foot deeper, his defense would show up better on the analytics. But that's the nonsense with analytics. It is the biggest joke that has affected. When you overdo it with analytics, you're going to hurt yourself. You can use it, But don't give me all this nonsense with analytics.
I have an athlete for you, Dan, but real fast, his ERA is going up each year. He gave up the most gopher balls, maybe in baseball or at least the NL, and that's our number two starter. And after that,
I think Aaron Nola's solid. He on a championship, and the Phillies aren't a championship team yet.
A three.
He might be. Yeah, he's between a two and a three. Yeah, but he's still a good pitcher. Yeah.
Sanchez is a question mark. Walker's a question mark. We need another starting pitcher. I don't care what anybody says.
The reason Walker won 15 games, and it's amazing,
absolutely,
because they scored a lot of runs for him.
I know. So don't give me the second-ranked rotation in baseball. It ain't even close.
Listen, I got you. All right, who's your player that hung around too long?
Now, excuse me, Howard, I hopped on late, so I have a backup in case somebody said it, but I was going to say Steve Carlton, one of Philly's best.
Somebody did say Carlton.
All right, Howard, I'm going to go with Brett Favre.
Somebody said Brett Favre.
All right, Sugar Ray Leonard, he hung on too long.
All right, Ray Leonard. Right, you know, he did hang on, but boxers. I said somebody mentioned Ali. Boxers do hang on too long, anyway. All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Anthony, who's in Maryland. What part of Maryland, Anthony? Oh, Anthony dropped. Do I have to go to this nitwit, Cowboy Jim? I got to go to this nitwit. All right, Cowboy Jim. You know, you waste all of our time. Do you know that,
King? It's good to be you because no one loves you like you. Anyway,
no, I don't
Lamont.
About that. Sometimes I don't love myself.
Lamont, listen, as a Cowboy fan, remember, we want the Eagles to keep these old men. Okay, look how they did the first half. Great. Second half, they stunk because they're old and tired. Time for them to stay around at least two more years.
Okay.
And your question of the day?
How many playoff games have the Cowboys won since 1996?
No, let's get on to my question here. Listen,
okay, all right. Yeah,
all right, listen, you have that. That's a bad question you're saying today. You don't know these players may have had to stay a lot longer. Look at Steve Carlton. Didn't his manager steal money from him?
Yeah, his agent did. But that doesn't mean, but that's not the issue
but
when
players
I look at
have kids, like they have too many kids or they have bad investments. Some of them
He only had two kids. It wasn't because of his kids. His agent had ripped them off for
Carlton,
a lot of money.
Not just Carlton, but a lot of people, you know,
But that's their fault. That's their fault. That doesn't mean whether they hang on. I'm not looking at the reason they hung on. The reason they hung on is because they wanted money. But sometimes you hang on too long. And this started with Tiger Woods. And, you know, you'd love to see him come out to a tournament and play, but he's not going to make money cuts anymore, and that's why I think that's why he withdrew yesterday. He said he had flu-like symptoms. He had three straight bogeys. That's why he withdrew, and he knew he wasn't going to make the cut. He's the second greatest golfer. Well, I don't know if he's the second greatest golfer of all time, but he's right up there in the mix. Nicklaus is probably one. We can't. It's a different game when Ben Hogan and you know all those other the other people. But Tiger Woods was a great, great, great golfer. But it's over. You know, it's just you want to play once in a while. He's going to play in the Masters. He's got no shot. He's playing in the Players Championship. He's got no shot at that. But you know, some guys and Tiger Woods doesn't need the money.
Well, I mean, even but Allen, when you talk about Allen Iverson, that's like he needed the money. I mean, we're talking bad investments. I mean, he had to keep playing, and plus his name. People are like,
That's his fault, but he didn't have to keep playing. You know what? The team signed him. They hung, but Allen Iverson hung around too long.
Do you think, all right, well, do you think, though, that when you look at Andy Reid and how successful he is now with Donovan McNabb, I mean, with Mahomes, do you look at Donovan McNabb differently now? Do you think, wow, well, Donovan had plenty of chances, and look how well he's doing with Mahomes. So do you think people are going to look at Donovan differently now?
Why?
Like maybe he wasn't that good?
Well, no, he was good, but he wasn't good enough.
But he had so many chances, and he did nothing.
I get it. Well, tell me the Cowboy quarterbacks that were better than Donovan.
Oh, plenty of them.
Don't go back 50 years. I don't want to hear Roger Staubach.
I'm not here to talk about that right now. I'm just saying that your question...
Oh, you brought up a quarterback, so I'm going to give you...
I'm just asking you. I'm just saying that he's so good with Mahomes, but with Donovan, people are...
Mahomes is a better quarterback than Donovan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. But I'm just saying...
Well, that's easy. I mean, it takes an idiot not to understand that.
Well, I'm just saying
that you're an idiot, so maybe you didn't understand that.
I'm just saying your question of the day was bad. And some people just
So now you're going to judge my question of the day.
Yes, I am judging
your
you on that.
Your opinions suck. Do you know that they suck?
Yes, I know. I know they do.
All right. Don't you have something to do?
How was your private jet down to Tampa? Was it great on that private jet?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. What a moron. You know what? He has stepped up from the beginning of time to a moron, a nitwit, and he's clearly a dope. 215. When we come back, I've got it. I don't have to do it, but I will do it. I'm going to play Trey Turner when we come back and then take more of your calls. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. We got a lot of good responses. McGurk's, great food, great atmosphere, great place to watch games. We had somebody that called up, goes to the one in Lionville, and said really, really, really enjoys it. They have also locations in Horsham and Fort Washington, and they have more locations to come. And the question, players that waited too long to say enough, to hang it up. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now here in Clearwater is 9:38.
Hot afternoon, but to settle down and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but from Minnesota, hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well.
And Rod Stewart Day, I saw Rod and spoke to him. I saw Rod Stewart at the concert last night and spoke to him afterwards. 54 years ago, I spoke to him on the air on a radio show I did. Figure that out. Oh my gosh. What am I doing? but Rod Stewart, I mentioned to Rob Thompson that he was 6 years old when I first spoke to Rod Stewart. Now, I'm not old, I'm just older, and I'm experienced, and that's, I'm really excited that I got to do so many things in my career, which is far from over. All right. Trey Turner did not have the season that he wanted. Rob Thompson had made an excuse for him talking to him earlier in the year. I did mention to Rob Thompson that he's happened once the Whit Merrifield signing becomes official. Joe Dillio finally realized his team. And they were better before, marginally, but better before. But he made an excuse for Trey Turner, which Trey Turner disputed. Let's play the some of the questions that I asked Trey Turner yesterday. Rob Thompson mentioned that the Baseball Classic may have hurt you coming into the season. How much of an effect do you think that had, and how important is it to be here for the start of this training camp?
I don't know. I think...
Is that an excuse more than anything
else? Yeah, it's
an excuse.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't play well. It's, you know, as simple as that. And obviously want to contribute every day. And it will be nice to be here the whole time and kind of take it a little slower and not have to ramp up as fast. But I had a lot of fun playing in that and meeting those guys and enjoying that experience. So I'd definitely do it again. And if I would have played well, everybody would have said WBC was the reason why I played well. So just hindsight.
You know what? And I think he will have a better season. And I think he'll steal more bases if, in fact, Rob Thompson hits him at the top of the order. I still want Stott up there. Stott can do some things. And then and he said he's going to be more patient at the plate, try to walk a little bit more, but he's still at 280 last year. I know nobody cares about batting average anymore, but, you know, Stott and Turner. My lineup, Rob Thompson said it was a good lineup. Now let's see if he uses it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
What part of Maryland are you calling from, Anthony?
It's Southern Maryland, so it's down by Solomon's Island, if you're familiar. It's like about an hour and a half south of D.C.,
okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. But I was amazed how many things I agreed with you today so far.
Don't let that happen too often.
You started off saying you were the luckiest man in the world, and I think you might be right on that. And then
I'm one of the luckiest, and I would agree with that. You appreciate the things that have happened to you, and everybody has different things. But I met a lot of people, and I've done a lot of good things in my career, and it's just So I'm lucky. Yeah, but I said I was lucky because I actually, within a span of less than 12 hours, got to talk to Rod Stewart and the skipper of the Phillies, Rob Thompson.
So, it's a good day.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I agreed with was your lineup. I mean, besides all the points you made, how do you have Schwarber, who's batting about 200, leading off? Now, I know the home run to start game.
He walks.
He does walk. He gets on base, but like you said, he clogs up the bases when he does.
Yep.
Joe, I wanted to ask you, Bryson Stott, I'm a big fan. Does he remind you at all of Chase Utley?
Well, he's a better fielder than Chase. Chase Utley was a below-average defensive player. But Bryson Stott hits home runs, but Chase Utley would hit more home runs. But I think Bryson Stott will have a longer, productive career. Now, it may not be as good in those 4.5 years that I don't think Chase Utley's a Hall of Famer either. That's another thing. And I think it's ridiculous that he gets more votes than Jimmy Rollins, who I don't think is a Hall of Famer, but he's certainly closer than Chase Utley. It's a joke that Chase Utley got more votes than Jimmy Rollins. But he's not Chase Utley yet. He's got to do it over time. But he's a better fielder. He won't hit with as much power. And Chase Utley only hit over 300 twice. But, I mean, Bryson Stott has a chance to be a 285 to 300 hitter, I think, for sure.
Yeah. I was talking more about, just fun to watch and exciting to watch. He's going to do something fun, generally.
It's amazing. I didn't even realize until he mentioned it yesterday when we spoke to him that he had more stolen bases than Trey Turner last year. How about that?
Yeah. I also agreed when you mentioned the Audis. I have an 09 A6, and that thing still runs as good as any new car on the road.
Very, very good automobile. Excellent. Terrific automobile. Yeah, I have an A6 too.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, beautiful car.
Yep. All right, who's your player that hung around too long?
So I'm thinking, and this seems obvious, but didn't Tom Brady get a divorce for sticking around that last year?
Yeah, but I think he may have, but that was going to end anyway. I don't think it's because she didn't want him to stick around. That was just an excuse to hang around a little longer. But no, yeah, Tom Brady's having a hell of a lot of fun right now. Giselle might be wonderful, and he really is, from what I can see, close to his kids, which is great. But I don't think Brady hung around too long. You're implying that Brady hung around too long?
Well, he wasn't great his last year, was he?
No, but he won a Super Bowl when he went to Tampa.
Yes, and that was the
year. That's only one year. But I don't know if that's going to be at the top of the list, but I'll put you in the mix there. All right, Anthony, thanks. Okay. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
But, what didn't I tell you last week Kansas City was free money?
Great. Okay. Is that all you wanted to say?
No, I was just joking about that. But, I think it's remarkable that Andy now is where he is, and he's rightfully being recognized as one of the greatest coaches.
He was a terrific coach before, and he's the best coach in the NFL, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
And Belichick's not in my top six.
Well, I really get to my point was where that I see a lot of similarity between the first number of years between Andy and Shanahan. They both got to 4 NFC championships.
Okay, well, let's stop right there. He's not Shanahan. All right, give me, because I'm running out of time here. Who is the player that you thought hung around too long?
You remember Jordan with the Wizards?
Yeah, but Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan. I'll put you in the mix, and thanks for the call, but I'm not going to go over. And Michael Jordan did hang around too long, but he still scored a lot of points. But now it's Michael Jordan. He can do what he wants. Pat, you're the last one. Oh, okay. I was going to get his. I saw he wanted to talk about Travis Kelce. Boy, how sad was that, what happened in Kansas City? We can't even have parades anymore. Oh, my gosh. What a country. What a country. You know, it's sickening. And you can't talk about what should be done because then people get angry. I mean, it's just angry for the wrong reasons. All right. All right, genius. What do we have here for the player that hung around too long?
A lot of good answers. Steve Carlton, Brett Favre. But I believe the best one, and he was still playing as of, you know, this recent season, Jason Peters, who will never go away. That guy will take any job he can get, even if it's on the practice squad. That guy's going to play, I think, till he's 70 at this rate. I don't think he's ever going to retire.
You know what? I don't think he's ever going to retire either. There was a lot of Willie Mays was a good one, but Willie was such a great, great player. Sometimes it's hard to put him, and that's why I wouldn't put Gordie Howe in there. Steve Carlton did hang around a long time. Muhammad Ali, you can't, boxers always hang around. But, yeah, Jason Peters, he has been stealing money for the last 4 years. Stealing money. He and guys that are stealing money, that's what I got to do, guys that are stealing money. We may have done that one time. But the guy that comes to mind quickly is Daryl Morey. He and Daryl Morey ought to both be taken out of handcuffs at a halftime promotion for stealing money. It's a joke.
So anyway, our winner today is Steve in Exton.
Okay, Steve in Exton, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You'll love it. Great food. The atmosphere is terrific. You can watch the games there, Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. And thanks for everybody that participated. And thanks for being a part of the show. If you didn't catch the show and catch Rob Thompson, who was on at the beginning of the show, talked about a lot of things. I presented to my lineup. I'll put it out there, both of it, on Twitter, so you can see my lineup, which I think is so much better than the lineup that he puts out there. But we'll see what happens. Everybody have a great, great, great weekend. Glenn, and is Sielski on with them today, too?
Glenn and Mike, Sielski? Yes.
Okay. Coming up next, I'm Howard Eskin. The time here in Clearwater and also in Philadelphia is 9:56. And you want a little snack? A little snack is to carry you through the day. You may have had breakfast, and you may have had a snack, but maybe you want another one. Tasty cake anytime, anywhere. In the crimpets, and I like the butterscotch, although the jelly are very, very good. Peanut butter candy cakes, I love those. You can't find a tasty cake product, that is not absolutely delicious. The dipping sticks, you can dip in coffee. I like them in or out of coffee. They're all very, very good. The mini donuts, you know, you want to make sure you take care of your kids when they go to school. Whatever it is, wherever you are headed, anywhere in Philadelphia, out of Philadelphia, guaranteed you'll want something really good to eat, and Tasty Cake is it. No matter what or where or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, and you accept no substitutes.